go to a bookstore, find the books that you're angry about that the problem isn't solved. Mm-hmm. Start learning about mm-hmm. successful people. Start finding like-minded individuals who believe, who share a growth mindset, who even know what a growth mindset is, because they're out there. You'll find those people because you'll just attract, right? Attract like-minded people, attract like-minded people. And then just find a way to always provide value to people.
You're listening to the Christoph Lewis Podcast, a podcast where I have conversations with inspirational people. My name is Chris, but my family calls me Christoph. My goal is to have as many conversations as possible with people who have forged their own path by pursuing their dreams, making them a reality, all the while emitting positivity and sharing this knowledge with others. I seek these people out and share this information with you, proving to the world that you can do what makes you happy and do what you want for a living while being a good human being. We'll talk about careers, but we'll also cover any story that inspires. Let's do this while helping each other. Thanks for listening. I'm happy you're here. Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. This is conversation number 94, and I am once again super excited that you're here with me today. Today was easily one of my most favorite episodes. We hit it off real quick in this one, and my guest today is the one and only Jeremy Stickney, and he is just doing amazing things, and I was so excited to talk to him. I told him in this episode, I said, Jeremy, you are one of the most passionate people that I've ever heard about helping other people, and I wanted to know more into why this was the case. I know that he had a brush with death when he was younger, and I wanted to hear more about that and ask him some tough questions about why was that the case. Why did he choose to go to the light, subscribe to a growth mindset, help other people as opposed to succumb to the darkness and continue the path that he potentially could have gone down? His answers blew me out of the water, and I'm so excited to share this episode with you as a result. Remember, you can find this conversation, all the other conversations, the contemplations on christophlewis.com/podcast, and you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. Before we start, I just wanted to say one more time, thank you so much for listening to these podcasts, and it's so cool to see the growth and people sharing this to help each other. I am learning through recording these and through the engagement that you all give me through Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, everything. I really appreciate it. I'll just never not be thankful for that. So thank you. I'm full of gratitude, and keep on doing what you're doing because you are helping me so much, more than you know. So without further ado, welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
I told you, I've been so very much looking forward to this podcast. We have some mutual friends. Evan Carmichael, obviously, has been on the podcast as well. And I told you offline, like as we just started talking, like Evan, without a doubt, changed the trajectory of this podcast. He was very early. He was 21. And since then, I've done over 100 podcasts, and I was so fortunate enough to get him early enough. But and then Joe, obviously, Corcione as well. Yeah. So those two guys have a huge part in my life. So it's so cool to be able to have that mutual friend with you. So when Joe suggested you, I was just like, without a doubt, I want this guy on here. And it didn't take much due diligence to look at what you were doing to be like, yeah, without a doubt, I want this guy on here. So thank you so much for coming here. I really appreciate it.
Of course, my pleasure, man. Thanks for reaching out. Super excited to listen to you, the questions you ask, and helping your audience, whatever value I can provide. Yeah, it's exciting, man.
Yeah, too cool. And I know about your backstory a little bit. I want to like just graze over that real quick. Not that it's not important, but I want people to understand kind of how you got into the mindset that you have right now and how that happened. So can we just go over that?
Yeah, for sure. So, man, mindset, that's a long story in the sense of, you know, for most of my life, my young life, I will admit, I was lost, like most people. Yeah. Everyone in their 20s is lost. But I had an accident in my life, I think around 19, where I was in a car accident. Mm-hmm. And I hit a car, I did a hit and run. And you never think you're that person who would ever do something like that. You know, you think you're someone with the morals, who has integrity, who would always do the right thing. And then I found a situation that I wasn't the persona I was portraying, like most people end up finding later in life. Mm-hmm. And then with that, having that mortality motivation really started to develop me being curious about life, asking questions most people don't. So I started diving into a lot of the people like Evan, Tom Bilyeu, all, you know, Tony Robbins, the famous gurus. And that led me to this mindset that I've never seen before. No one in my family, no one in my personal life ever talked about mindset, personal development. And that's why I really dove into it.
Yeah, there's so many good things in a short amount of time you just said there. And I know from, like, so I was in the Navy for 9 years, and I had a lot of those kind of moments where I was like, holy shit, this is crazy. I didn't think I'd ever be in a moment like this. Kind of like you never think you'd be in an accident or a hit and run or even that's the type of person you'd be. And it's just, it's crazy that sometimes it takes an experience like that for you to, like, I don't want to say like truly appreciate life, but kind of truly appreciate life and at least give you a different perspective. Cause I think it, like, you're almost dreaming and then somebody like wakes you up and they shake you and life shakes you and you're like, holy, oh my God. Like, it's like, it's like your eyes being open for the first time. And one of the other things you said that I absolutely loved was that, like, your family and your friends and the people that you knew in your life that were close didn't really think like that or didn't really have those opinions. And I was talking to somebody else on the podcast a while ago, and I was like, I wish I would have known that all these things were a thing. And, like, that's my fault. But at the same time, I wish somebody would have been like, hey, read Rich Dad, Poor Dad a little bit earlier. Hey, do you know about podcasts? Or, hey, have you thought about it this way? And I was so narrow-minded and so naive and just so tunnel-visioned, all of those synonyms. So it's kind of cool to see, like, obviously I'm not stoked you're in a hit and run, but and you could have gotten hurt, you know, you could have gotten really injured, but at the same time, you're here and you're talking to me, and I'm pumped for that. But you could have gone two ways. You've chose to go to the path of light, but I think you could have also easily gone to the darkness and not turned yourself in. And I mean, all those things as well. So one of my questions that I wanted to ask you is like, why do you think, despite everything you just described to us, why do you think you chose to go to the light and not be like, oh, I don't need to go turn myself in and whatever. Like, oh, that was badass. Like, I guess that just happened. But like you, one of the things I was like, just telling my wife, Jordan, I was like, I can't wait to talk to this guy, but my number one reason I can't wait to talk to you is because you are just so passionate about helping other people. Like, you really are. So thank, like, my double-sided question is, like, you could have not gone to the light and you're so passionate about helping people. Like, why do you think that sprung out of that and not the other way?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And, you know, that's even something I still don't know 100%, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, please.
And that is something that has actually really terrified me to answer, because I'm afraid of how people think you're either born special or you can't develop it. Like, you know how some people, you look up to these amazing people and you say they're born with something or they have perspective and clarity. So I've always been like wary of answering that, but I'm really glad you brought that up because at the end of the day, so I grew up with two loving parents who they couldn't help me in terms of business, but they made me a good person. And with that in mind, having that foundation, I wasn't only doing it for myself, but also doing it to kind of make up for trying to please my family, trying to remember how they raised me and live up to those standards, because I forgot a lot about that when I got into my later teens. And, you know, it is funny. I do think I've always had a certain perspective on things. I feel like everyone is born with some unique insights to life. For me, when I was 8 years old, instead of going to the playground, I actually wanted to go to a graveyard and learn about death.
Interesting.
I know. I've never really talked about that. And, like, that's something – like, there's so many things in life. Even you have, like, everyone has certain things that they just need to unlock. And I forgot that I went to the graveyard when I was 8 years old and was really curious to ask my parents about death and understanding what happens. When that car accident happened, it flooded in that memory. And it flooded in all the reasons why I want to learn about this, the urgency. So it was a matter of, I guess, having that pillar of reconnecting me with my roots that I so forgot. Because when we're kids, we all have something special that we know to our cores. we just forget about it along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so what brought me to the light was that connection, that pillar of realizing, oh my God, I had something. Mm-hmm. I'd lost it. Let's get it back.
Sure. Yeah.
But there still is some mystery there that
I know.
I'll
yeah.
always be curious.
Yeah, I like try not to latch on to like one thing that somebody says when they're talking, but I'm infatuated by what that could be. And it doesn't need to be, you know, figured out right now. Like you said, there's still some mystery about it. And I think that's going to be really fun and exciting to be able to figure out as you progress through life and this evolution of what your mind is. And I think that's what's incredible about learning and subscribing right. to a growth mindset is that I read it. Well, I'm rereading Rich Dad Poor Dad this week. And I think in that book, I think it's this book. I've read a lot lately. What? Yeah, I think this is the book that he says, like, the more I know, essentially, the more I figure out that I don't know. And when I started, so for me, I'm 31 right now, I'm about to be 32. And it wasn't until my mid 20s, so maybe like 24, 25, that I really subscribed to the shared conversation we're having right now.
Right.
And to me, I wished it would have been earlier. But when I started subscribing to that growth mindset, that I figure out, like, this is kind of, it was almost a scary place to be at, because I was like, holy shit, I don't know how much I don't know. So it's also cool for me to ask that question and to see you relate it to something in our childhood, because I think a lot of things are deeply rooted in our childhood, which reminds me of another book, Addicted to the Monkey Mind. I interviewed J.F. Benoit, and it's just about how our brains are formed at early periods in our life and how we live nowadays because of that, and then like rewiring that mind. So literally everything we're talking about right now is attached, and I'm still in mystery about what that could be. And I think it's very unique for the better, because what that tells me is that one, it's an uncomfortable thing to talk about and to think about and ponder on, right? So you are comfortable to a point thinking about that at a young age, and I think that's what's going to slingshot you even further into this growth mindset that you have right now. So for my opinion, my humble opinion, I think that's really interesting, and I'd like to see where that goes. That is a great answer. So yeah, thanks. And I think that kind of goes into the next thing I love talking about, is helping others. And once again, I always like describing it as circles. I'm bringing up a lot of books unintentionally right now, but the third circle theory. And it talks about there's different circles, and like the second circle being like breaking out and helping yourself and subscribing to that growth mindset. But not many people in the world break out into the third circle and continue and want to help other people. So the next question I really wanted to ask you, because I told you my favorite thing about you, and I'm sure there's so much more to learn, but right now is just how passionate, like, I'm telling you, if you're listening right now, which you are, check out Jeremy's website. Go over to jeremystickney.com, and the video that you have on the front, I think it's like the front page or about me or something, was so, so raw, so real, so passionate. Any synonym you want to put in there. And I was like, damn, this guy gets it. Like, and I could tell, like, you live those moments. So my question is like, you said like the whole career, like the mental transition thing, but for helping people, you explained coming out of the light, but you're taking it even farther by helping other people. And why do you think that is?
Yeah. So, man, another great question. I love this. Another kind of aspect to that, of getting into that light, was that was when, after that accident, I started to finally pick up the first book. I've never read a book until I was 19 years old. So
sounds like me again.
I was dabbling in the light, trying to see if it worked. And then when I started reading these books, I was like, my God,
it's
like,
addictive.
We have something here. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I've never read a nonfiction. I was always in school, just given all this fiction stuff.
Yeah.
No personal development. And the moment I read the book, that drawed me towards the light. And then I started to see the impact on my life. I started to understand the thoughts I was actually having in my head, and then realize the decisions I was making. I started to learn just so many things I never thought possible. And the moment my life started to click and I started to get just momentum building, I realized that, like, why is no one else doing this? Why am I the only person my age that I know?
It's like
even in school, like, why isn't there no personal development course?
It's like waking up from the Matrix, man. It's like,
exactly.
Neo wakes up and he looks left and right and he's like, how is, oh my God, it's just crazy. It's like that. It's that drastic.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, the moment that happens, you can't help but try and pull people out of the Matrix. So I just felt a deep obligation. Like, listen, I'm still going through my life figuring stuff out, but there's these fundamental things that I've picked up from just studying and reading so many successful people that if my generation took it upon themselves, my peers, to actually do, they'd be light years away instead of complaining, because today there's so much victim mentality in my generation. Yeah. There's so much, you know, you can't afford a house and, you know, scarcity mindsets when it's like, man, the knowledge out there, like, we just need to wake people up to the knowledge. So pulling people out of that matrix, I want people to see the impact and see the light it brought to my life. So that's why. I think I do what I do.
Yeah, no. And I would say that's another great answer to that question. And I would probably answer it the same. These are all questions that I ask of myself. And I think it's healthy to ask yourself those questions. I don't think they may sound like easy questions that I think they're not always easy questions. Like, asking why is one of the most important questions you can ask of yourself. And when you see the impact, I relate it. Like, I've talked to a lot of fitness people, because a lot of fitness people that I've talked on here share that same growth mindset. And more I'm seeing lately, actually, which is a pretty cool tangent, that they're not only training their clients physically, but they're training them mentally as well. So that is pretty cool as well. But the reason I bring the physicality aspect into it is because people, when you go to the gym and you start seeing in the mirror, like, oh, that's a new like muscle, or that's like, or whatever, you're like, oh, this is awesome. You can see the impact physically. And I think for me, like, again, like, I've been reading a lot more lately, and here I am like in my 30s. Right. And it can happen at any age. Age is irrelevant in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Truly. There's people that can go their whole life and not subscribe to anything we've talked about at all. But when you start seeing the impact physically, when you start seeing the impact of all the books you're reading and you can actually put it to use, you're like, oh, wait on a moment, like, there's something going on here. Like, I know this stuff is everywhere, and I talk it all the time. Like, you can read all the books you want, listen to all the podcasts, you know, take all the best advice, but if you don't apply anything, obviously it doesn't mean anything. So when you start the application and you start to see that impact, I would answer it the same way. Like, I want to show other people like that, and then hence I have a podcast, so like,
exactly,
you know, and I want to pick people's brains like yourself. So I think that's another great answer. And I would answer it in the same exact way. It's like, I want to continue to learn myself. I want my guests to learn, and I want the listeners to learn as well. And we can actually all do that together. And that's one of the reasons that I have a podcast.
The opportunities today, the fact that we can share our voice to so many people, like, people, they just don't understand the opportunities that are out there. It's just, we just need to wake people up to these, instead of just consuming content, you should be promoting and creating content. Mm-hmm. What values do you have? Not posting all these booty pics on Instagram.
But they get the likes, man. They get the likes.
Well, in Canada, Instagram actually takes away views and likes now.
Oh, wow.
On Instagram.
I thought that was going to be here in the States, too. We were reading that, and it doesn't look like they've done it, but they've actually implemented that out already, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, or beta testing it right now.
Oh,
but
wow.
For my phone. And, like, yeah, like, good on them, because let's not focus on the likes. Let's focus on the message. And the amount of people who needs – I don't know a single person who doesn't need personal development.
I agree.
I don't know why that's not a course. I don't know why it's not a book promoted in college, university, whatever the case. It's ludicrous. Well, absolutely ludicrous.
I think that's where it starts shifting up a little bit, because I'm a huge advocate of offering options to people. And I don't want people, again, like how I felt like I was tunnel visioned on the path of my life. I feel as if, at least again in the States, and I know people are listening out of this country, and I don't know exactly how it is where you guys are listening, but here, as I was raised, like, I had to go to college to be successful. And obviously this is, I'm not saying something that hasn't been said before, but I at least want to be like, there's certain reasons you need to go to college, maybe to be a doctor. Like, I don't want somebody to be like, I watched a YouTube video and now I'm going to give you stitches, or now I'm going to, you know, like, like, go to college maybe for, there are some reasons, but I just want people to think or to know and understand that they don't have to be locked into that course. And people learn. I was talking to a parent that had a child with a disability, and she's like, oh, they told me that he can't do this, or he's not good at this. And I was like, I'm not your kid's parent. And I know we barely know each other, but I would encourage you from a generous heart to, maybe this child can learn a different way and be excelling at other things, you know? So and that's a disability. And I hate to even call it that, because I feel like on any level, you learn different than I do, and I learn different than people listening to this right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, to kind of add to that a bit, like for parents, yeah, never, just because someone has a disability, it doesn't mean that you should suppress them to certain things.
Yes, yes.
Going through school, like I had learning disabilities where I was pulled out of class. And for any kid who's watching that has learning disabilities where they're pulled out of math, who are pulled out of English, to make me feel different, I didn't pursue those subjects or anything. I didn't read a book till 19 because I was told I was bad at that stuff.
That's such a good point.
So for anyone, and now, like, I was bad at math, but now I'm an investor and managing money for my parents. Like, how does that correlate? Well, because it's all bullshit, right? Because someone prescribes you with something does not mean a limitation. It's just a biased viewpoint. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
No, those are phenomenal points. And in my own experience, I'll give the example, and people have heard it before if you listen to the podcast, but I was a college dropout, and I'm not encouraging anybody to drop out of college, but I was a college dropout, and then when I was in the Navy and I was thinking about getting out last year, everybody in my chain of command was like, don't get out. You don't have a college degree. You're not going to make it. It's like, for lack of another word.
Yep.
And I wasn't scared before I heard that, and I started hearing that, and then I'm like, maybe I won't make it. And then you're like asking yourself, maybe I'm not good at math. Maybe I'll never be good at finances. Maybe I'll...
Exactly.
And fuck that, because they never teach finances in school anyway, at least where I grew up. So, like, that's a whole nother conversation. But the point that Jeremy and I are trying to make here is, like, don't let people label you, right? If somebody was to say, like, I'm not... Chris, you're not going to be successful because you dropped out of college. Like, whoa, that's definitely not what happened, you know? And that's obviously, through your examples, not what happened either. And obviously, I like talking about obstacles as well. It just sounds like your career, your life has been chock full of obstacles. I mean, nobody wants to get pulled out of a class as a kid. Like, God, like, I was horrible at math too, but now I'm a lot better than most of the people I know at finance. And it's not funny how things work out, but it's very interesting. Like you mentioned, curious. You said the word curious very early in the conversation. And I think it's very curious how a lot of these things pan out. People put labels on everything, but either way, like I asked in the first question, was you came from the darkness to the light, or you had a brush with death and you chose to go towards the light. So once again, these things are all connected, and it's very interesting. I mean, other than the car accident and the near horrific car accident, because I don't think, I know in your video you said you had you said today a hit and run, but you almost got hit by a bus first, right?
Yeah.
You swerved out of the bus and then you hit a taxi. Yeah.
And that was the mortality motivation.
Oh, dude, that is and you had other people in the car too, right?
Oh yeah, I had three other people.
And then you feel responsible. And then did that have any other kind of effect on you? Because I think it's one thing to have a brush with death by yourself, but I think when you feel the responsibility for others, I think that brings something different. Did that have anything to do with how you think now? Like your helping of others. Obviously, it's not black and white. There's not just one answer, but do you think this is another maybe answer to why you're so passionate about helping people?
Yeah, that
maybe.
Might be.
Or I don't know.
That might take some reflection to dive into more, because in the moment, I was just so focused on my core being shattered that I couldn't even think about anything else. But later on, as I started to learn and figure this stuff out, the friends who were in the car, I realized that before the accident, they had the same mindset.
Mm.
They didn't get that mortality motivation. Like, they almost died too.
Mm.
And yet they just went about things the exact same way. And so my feeling of in the moment, almost having them crash the car was obviously devastating. If I was alone, it would have been much easier. Not as much embarrassment, a lot of things,
yeah,
but
sure.
it was more about after the fact of when we all went back to school, like nothing happened. Cause I was in college at the time, hated it, all that. and nothing happened, but I started to change. And then that's when I started to try and impact my friends as well. A lot of stuff like that. Yeah. After the fact.
I wonder why they didn't change.
Well, and And that is one of the mysteries that I will never understand. Like, because you, like, everyone has a moment of mortality motivation where a parent dies, a grandfather dies, whoever, family, friend, you know, someone from college or who you used to know in the day got hit in a car and died. And then you think for that day, like, I need to live life. Oh my God, you know, I could go at any moment. And then you wake up the next day and just
gone.
You binge watch Netflix and you give up your life. And for me, I was just, I was at rock bottom and realizing that in my past, I had something special that I buried that I could find again. Most people never do that reflection.
Mm-hmm.
So after that accident, I stopped hanging out with people. I stopped being social for a little while and just really reflected on my thoughts. I started dedicating time to not going on my phone. And I guess that through that reflection, most people don't have that. And that's when I started to really figure out, like, okay, if I'm going to change my life, like the most successful people, I was just starting to learn, here's what they're doing. Let's implement these practices and keep this mortality motivation. So every 3 months, I still go to a graveyard and I reflect on my thoughts on the graveyard.
Interesting. I thought you were going to say every 3 months you had a hit and run, but I'm just kidding.
No, that would not be good. But so knowing the fact that you lose mortality motivation, how do you keep it in your life is the next step. So I go to a graveyard, you see a 16-year-old girl with a photo on the gravestone, and then you see someone who's 90. You just don't know how long you have left. So for most people, they never think of this stuff.
No.
But it all starts with figuring out people who have been through a similar dilemma as you and pick up their books. Go to a bookstore, find someone who, if you've had trauma, there's authors who are very successful who talk about trauma or whatever the case. You know, you were in the Navy, trying to relate to someone like Jocko Willink, for example, in Extreme Ownership. Like, man, I don't know if you really like that book. I love that book.
I haven't read it yet. I do like Jocko a lot.
Yeah, man, definitely check it out.
I'm trying to get him on here.
Finding people who have done similar things, who have had similar stories as you, similar challenges, and just learn from them. Learn from them, and that's how you really start to build momentum in your life.
No, those are all great points. One of the points that really stays with me is, so consistency is really hard, right? It's, again, going back to the physical example, the January gym goers, and it fades off and they don't keep it up, and then they just go back to living how they live. So you can have a brush with death, as you described, and then you forget about it and you just go on about your life and binging whatever, you know, tickles your fancy. But how do we keep that mindset? Because I know some of the brushes with death that I've had forward deployed scared the shit out of me, but how do I remember those? In a healthy fashion, right? In as a healthy way as possible. And same with you. And I think the way you've chose to done it, to do it is very unique, but I think you have to, again, you have to do what works for you. And I think like most people, like we said, it's an uncomfortable thing to talk about, death. So when you go there and you actually see, like, that's kind of a pretty real and raw example right there. You see, like, a 16-year-old or whatever. Like, to me, the most horrific thing now, I have, like, a 6-month-old. You see, like, the tiny little, the couple months or something like that. And, like, you don't know, man. You have no clue. Like, anything can happen. And I know it's, like, we can get into cliches probably pretty quickly. But I think, like, it doesn't matter because that those tombstones are still in the ground. You know what I'm saying? Like, it cliche doesn't matter. People still pass away, unfortunately. So being able to reflect, be able to keep the consistency. And it's funny you said stop being social, because I went through a couple of years in my life more recently than not. And it was through this massive growth that I didn't, my circle got so small, and I didn't mean to offend anybody, and I didn't mean to really cut people out, but it just almost just happened. And I think and I don't know about you, but I think I needed to fix me first. And not that I was like severely broken, but I literally, you know, when somebody does like a renovation in a house, they flip it or whatever. Sometimes they tear it completely down or take it to the studs or to the foundation and they build up a brand new house. And I needed to do more than that. Like, I needed to redo the foundation. Yeah, I needed to lay a new slab or whatever. So I needed to fix that. And, you know, I think I know that I've come out better on it. And I still have a lot of work, like we said that as well. So one of the last things I wanted to ask you was, like, I just said, I know I still have a lot of work, and I know you believe in that as well. You've implied that many times already, but other than, like, reading books, is there anything else that you do in your daily life that you could share with us that you help maintain self-education and always stay current in the things that you'd like to do for yourself and to help other people with?
Developing routine.
Okay.
If you could find a morning and night routine and just really look. So whoever is living your ideal lifestyle, go find those 15 people or whatnot and see what they're doing. Do they have books? Are they in interviews? And just kind of figure out what habits have made them successful. They'll share them. They'll share it in their books. What routines do they do? Start copying their routines, their habits. That's going to be the fastest way to kind of get to the success you want. And then better yet, if you could get mentored by them, that's even greater. If something you want to dive into, which has been super fast-tracking my success, is being able to find a mentor. So
yeah, let's do that. Let's do that real quick while we still have time. I'd be fascinated in hearing how you've many people. It's even difficult for me. I've thought I was going to run into people that were going to be great mentors. It turned out they didn't really care as much as I thought or want to be in my life. But how does one find a good mentor and keep that mentor in their life? Again, like, speaking of consistency, how does that happen? Or how did it happen for you, at least? Obviously, it's different for everybody.
Yeah. I looked up to certain individuals, like the 15, find your 15 people and just find a way to get in front of them, whatever that is. For me, I live in Canada, Toronto. Most people live in LA, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
But one of the people I looked up to was Evan Carmichael.
Yeah.
And he had a seminar for the first time. He launched a seminar for the first time. And I had to go in debt to take it. But I went with the intention of just getting in front of him. Find a way to get in front of these people. And so I took his seminar, started really trying to ask him questions, get to know the people who worked for him and whatnot. And at the end of the seminar, I said, can I work for you? Can I wash your car? Can I do anything, just anything to stay in these people's environments? And he said, no, I don't need any help with any of this stuff. Right? He has people that do all this stuff. But I always kept keeping up tabs with him. So if you want to be mentored by someone or just make connections with someone, just always keep tabs with them. Mm-hmm. Always try and find a way to provide them little values. I was sending him emails about things he might be interested in.
That's great advice.
And then finally, he had this project on Instagram Live. So he invited me out because he knew I was in Toronto to help him out with an interview where I could ask him questions. And at the end of it, he said, he knew I wanted to connect with someone named Tom Bilyeu, who you might be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. And I want to get to know Tom Bilyeu. And I asked him, what exact method would you do to get to Tom Bilyeu? And he said, I would fly out to LA, find a way to go to a comic convention since he's promoting his comic book, and get a way to get in front of him and interview him. And I did just that. Wow. I flew out spontaneously, got Tom Bilyeu, interviewed him, but I followed his advice. So step one is, if you can find a mentor, it just fast tracks you. Get in front of their angles, so you're always in their mind, and then take advice, take action on their advice. So the moment I actually flew out, because most people wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying, man.
He took notice. And then him and Tom started talking about me, DMing me. And that led me to kind of being mentored by Evan and starting a business with him.
That's so cool.
So, and for anyone who's, you know, 20s, 30s, just find a way to get in front of people, take action on their advice. Because the moment you take action on their advice, they feel liable. Because if I flew out to try and interview Tom and it didn't work, I would have messaged Evan and say, hey, Evan, it didn't work. I did exactly what you said. So they feel responsible. So great things will happen. I've just been doing that. And of course, the preparation means the opportunity. So I've been reading, you know, for the past couple of years, reading and just learning, figuring out this growth mindset. So that would be the fast track. Just learn about successful people. You'll start to develop their habits. You'll start hanging around with them. It's amazing, the power of just law of attraction, how it will bring what you think about 24/7.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with more. I'm all smiles here. If you're listening, it's really inspirational in its truest form to hear that. And you're right. Not everybody is gonna fly to LA from Toronto, from anywhere, or drive maybe even an hour to LA. You know, if you're in like San Diego or something. So following through is one of the biggest difficulties I see that people do in real life, and finding a mentor like just. People are like, oh, it's not working out. People are blaming outwardly. But I think you were just like, you looked in and you're like, I need to get in front of these individuals. And you just kept on pushing and pushing and pushing. And like, I don't really believe in luck, but I believe in you persevered. And then the moment just presented itself because you just kept on putting yourself out there and in front of these people. And it was just the spaghetti was going to stick against the wall one of the times. You know, you just have to keep on cooking.
Oh, so. Evan wasn't the only person I was targeting.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He just happened to be the one to agree. And so for people, really the main things would be to just go to a bookstore. Find the books that you're angry about that the problem isn't solved. Mm-hmm. Start learning about successful people. Start finding like-minded individuals who share a growth mindset, who even know what a growth mindset is, because they're out there. It might not be as frequent as you might want, but it's starting to develop more, and you'll find those people because you'll just attract, right? Attract like-minded people, attract like-minded people. And then just find a way to always provide value to people.
Yes.
It's worked out great so far. So
I'm slowly learning it. I feel like some of the advice that has given to me, it was harder to implement through whatever hard headed brain I have or whatever, but I do understand. And I do have seen come to fruition. The more things I actually start to apply, you're like, why didn't I do this sooner? So man, Jeremy, I couldn't be more thankful for this conversation. It's easily one of those ones where I'm like, let's double it. Let's punch through to 60 minutes. But no, 30 minutes has expired, unfortunately. And this is easily one of my favorite conversations. If everybody wants to find you, where can people find you?
Yeah, the best place right now would be Instagram. Just type my name, Jeremy Stickney. I'll come up. Jeremy.Stickney is my username. And then I have my website, Jeremy Stickney. Currently doing some renovating on it for the business I recently started with my mentor. But those would be the two best places, I guess, right now.
Awesome, Jeremy. Well, you guys will be able to find that in the show notes. And man, I would highly encourage you to follow Jeremy's content. All right, Jeremy, thank you so much. Like I said, I really appreciate it, and have a great rest of your night.
No problem. Take care, man. All Thanks right. for having me on, and I hope your audience got some value.
So, all right, my friend. We'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
Take care, man.